back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara here. In studio with me, still, is Blue Valley Randolph USD 384, Superintendent Brady Burton, and Riley County USD 378, Superintendent Cliff Williams. So we talked a little bit about, during the break, about you sharing a social service worker, I believe as a mental health specialist.
Yeah, we are looking at the needs of our students with a lot of the trauma that they deal with these days, and there's a statistic out there that says about 25% of the kids have issues with anxiety, and so we need a different resource to be able to come in and help. We each have school counselors, but you can't get to everybody in that day, and so we collaborated together because we'd already been sharing a school nurse, and that had been going great, and then we both had a need in the area of Spanish. So this year we're sharing all three of those positions, and it has really been wonderful. There's no shy of work for those guys. They're busy, 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 but it's been a great partnership, and I'm glad we're doing it.
Well, it really has. For instance, I was over at Riley County last night. I have a granddaughter that in high school playing volleyball, and I ran into our Spanish teacher there in the lobby and talked to her for a while. So it's a neat association when you can do that, and like Cliff said, it's been working very well, and I hope we can do more of that if the need arises and if it works out. Not only is it nice to collaborate on the person, but it also is nice, for both of us within our budgets and so on, that if we can share someone like that versus, the other option would be us trying to find somebody half-time and then, share all the costs for that and health insurance and so on. So financially, it helps us also.
Well, and I think another partnership that we have is we're fortunate with the county that we share an SRO, a school resource officer, which, in today's times right now with the crisis going on, the school shootings, it's been a wonderful resource, and we can't thank those folks enough for allowing us to have that partnership. And the current gentleman we have with us is Officer Swearingen, does a wonderful job with our kids. He relates so well, and to our staff, he's helped us because we've collaborated this summer and throughout this fall on our crisis management plan, and a wonderful resource again. And so we're so happy that the county and the law board supports that, and we hope they continue that.
Well, I would echo that. Brian Swearingen has been, I think, this is his third year in our districts. And we share him, so he's kind of 50-50. And, of course, if somebody, one of the districts has an issue going on or a need for him, and he's in, like, Randolph at the time, he'll go over to Riley. It's less than a 15-minute drive, one district to the other, but I would echo what Cliff said. We're very thankful for the Riley County Police Department doing this and the Law Board, and we hope that they continue to fund this for many years to come.
Yeah, it's great to see partnerships like this being able to foster and fill needs for both of y'all. In studio with me, Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent Brady Burton and Riley County Superintendent Cliff Williams. Now, last time you were in, Brady, you spoke a little bit about a lack of a math teacher. You were unable to find a math teacher, and students have now been enrolled at, taking those classes at the Greenbush Education Service Center.
Well, they take the math in our building, our math room, but our services are through, we contract with Greenbush Service Center. And it's called a blended learning program. 2 days a week, they have a live instructor that's via Zoom or video that is on live with the kids. And then the other 3 days a week, it's online, but they or the parents have access to our instructor anytime, just like a regular teacher. They can call him or email him. And then we also have a regular staff member, not a para, but a certified teacher in that room with the kids each hour that are there to help monitor what's going on and give as much support as they can to the kids also. And it's not ideal, but it's the best solution we could come up with. We are trying to fill that with a math teacher at semester if we can. And at times there are midterm graduates out there. So we are looking for a midterm graduate. So anybody out there that has a relative, a son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter graduating at semester in the area of secondary math, we are looking. But, you know, I know, Nick, we've had some parents say, well, did you really look, you know, to us? You know, how hard did you really look for a math teacher? And off the air we're talking, this is my 14th year at Blue Valley, and this is the first time we have never staffed a position. And we looked, and we looked very hard, and we had no applicants. We even got to the point the last month or so that we offered a $5,000 signing bonus, along with we were going to give three additional steps on their contract, which each step was probably worth about $400 or $500 in permanent money to that person. So you look at that, that's $6,500 basically in bonus money to come work for us. And we couldn't find anybody, didn't even have a phone call or anything. So, you know, unfortunately, we just couldn't find anybody. We hope it doesn't happen again, but we're trying to make the best situation we can. And to be real honest with you, I don't think it hurts. I've talked to many colleges. You know, now I know some districts require their kids to take an online course to graduate, to prepare for college, because many, K-State included, you know, a lot of their courses that they offer on campus are online now, some of the basic courses, and they aren't with live instructors. So it's not all bad that the kids are getting this type of situation where they can take an online course maybe to help prepare them for what's going to come later.
I know in my experience, I had no preparation to do any online courses. And when I stepped into one, I didn't do so well just because, yeah, you know, I'm so used to this sort of, you know, maybe in-person situation that when I, and it wasn't necessarily a bad course, it was just that I had no idea how to go about doing this.
Sure.
So the experience, I feel, you might be onto something there. So regarding some other things you have going on around your districts, I know you have some events possibly coming up.
Oh, definitely. Next week is homecoming week, and it's one of the most exciting weeks in the whole school year. And our kids always have a theme for every day, and they get after it together and creates a lot of enthusiasm in the community. And we have a big bonfire that we invite the whole community out to. We also have a parade, and then, of course, the homecoming game brings it all together. And this year it all ties in with our fall festival at Riley. We also have home cross country for our middle school and our high school. And so next week is going to be very, very busy, but it is an exciting time, and the kids just love it.
And I believe we have a caller. Caller, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Well, thank you for talking about the cross country. The brother-in-law is a coach, and he just loves that cross country for the kids. But to get back to the online classes, thank you so much. I've got a place around behind the school there, and when I get out onto Green Road, I look at your nice electronics clocks and all your modern campus, and I'm always glad I'm paying the taxes to support it. The grandson was an at-risk student down here in Manhattan, and they have the online classes that my son, the computer guy, raised him that way, put him into that online at-risk student because he just hated school. And he blew right through it. And it's just wonderful opportunity for the developing some kind of an educational process that's help with the student's learning ability. Thank you so much for all your effort.
All right. Thank you for that call, caller. Any thoughts on that, Brady?
Well, I do, and thank you for the call and those comments. And I'm sure Riley County does too, and Cliff can speak to this. But we also have online college courses that we offer through some of the area community colleges for credit, and which is a real positive for our students, not only for the online experience and for that learning, but they can also they have the ability to earn credits, college credits, for actually less money than they would on campus. And, you know, a lot of them have 9, 12 hours of credit or more before they leave school.
We do have the same, Brady, and it is a great experience. And speaking from having a student in college right now, it definitely was cheaper when he took that at high school than he is at the university right now. But it's a great experience for him, gives him more exposure, And we hope just to continue to grow our program as well. And it's just a lot of opportunities for kids.
And there's so much more to talk about, but we're just about out of time. Thank you all for coming out. I was talking here with Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent Brady Burton and Riley County Superintendent Cliff Williams. Thank you again.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
All right, coming up, we're going to have Assistant Director of Student Programs at the K-State Alumni Association, Marcus Kidden, with us. Stay tuned for more in Focus on KMAN.